Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is April the 10th, approximately 10 o'clock. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the Planning Division Manager and the Chair of the Committee. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Mahmoud Todor, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Mike Gonzalez, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Hector Gerudo, Park Department.
Tom Strong, Fire Marshal's Office.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumpert, Building Official.
Thank you. Item number one is Conditional Use Permit 19-07 for the property located at 1293 West 5th Street. It's for the nightclub known as Pepe's. It's located on the corner and 5th Street. Or corner of 5th Street and Mount Vernon, I'm sorry. And you may recall late last year, there was a previous conditional use permit for the expansion of the nightclub and so forth. That was approved by the Planning Commission. And so what they are requesting now is to upgrade their alcohol license to remove the restaurant component. Essentially what they want to do is they want to eliminate minors from going into the establishment. That's the purpose of the request. So nothing has changed with the facility, and our recommendation is that we move this forward to the Planning Commission for consideration.
Okay, would you like to start us off with comments?
Yeah. No comment.
Thank you. Malu?
No comments.
Thank you. Robert?
No comments.
Thank you. Robert?
No comments.
James?
No comments.
Fire?
No comments.
Gracie?
No comments.
No comment.
I should have bought a lottery ticket. Okay, thank you. So with that, entertain a motion to move that forward to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number two, please?
Yes, item number two is pre-application 19-01. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer storage yard, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site equipment on a parcel containing approximately 0.55 acres. The property is located at 103 North Rancho Avenue. These are just pre-application comments, so there's no environmental determination at this time. And the property is zoned within the industrial light zone. So staff right now is just recommending that you provide your comments since this is just a preliminary review.
Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please? Not yet.
Excuse me. Excuse me. We had some questions. We do have conditions for you. But if you have any questions, obviously you can ask us. Some of the questions concern Bellevue Street, which is a vacated street. And we wondered if you had legal access to use that for exit only, or...
Giving up the access from the...
So you've already, even though it's vacated, you've already arranged to, you've got the right to cross over the neighbor's property to go out to Rancho?
Yes.
Okay. The other question concerns fiber optic. I realize that there's fiber optic lines in Rialto there. So if you're going to do any street improvements, be sure to work with that.
Okay.
And then any drainage improvements also would be affected by that possibly as well. Other than that, do you have any questions?
Is the intended use is for truck and trailer storage? Is it for a specific business, or is it just going to be just for storage of vehicles and trailers?
Just the trailer storage, similar to the next door.
And the building is going to be used for.
We have no intention at this time, but maybe in the future we could use for maybe just an office, but right now we know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us, please?
No comment from traffic.
Thank you. Robert?
There's several items that have come up, the standard curb gutter, sidewalk, driveway approaches, dedication, all the conditions and everything that we've been asking for have been given to the planner. Planner will get them over to you. It's best if you have a chance to go through them and read them, and if you want to sit down with the planner and us, we can, so we can go over some of those items. One of the concerns was brought up was for the fact being of Bellevue. You want to make sure that you have legal access, either by easement or something recorded that we can verify, so you can have allowed to use that access going through the back. Again, all the comments are have been given to your planner. If you have any questions, just give us a call. The sooner the better. We want to make sure that we answer everything first before you continue on. We don't want you to waste your time or money if by chance there's too many or whatever items that might come up. But that's all I have.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything from Water Forest?
Yeah, just standard requirements.
Thank you, James.
No comment.
Thank you. Tom Hector?
You started your application online and never completed it with us, and payment's not been received as well, so prior at this time, I'll have no comments for you. You'll need to complete that online to get the comments, okay?
The process is best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Gracie, anything for you?
We'll need you to submit a proposed location for your refuse enclosure, and I handed down the standard plan 508 for your 8x15 enclosure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything for us?
I don't have any lighting and electrical on your storage lot here.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Lighting and electrical.
It was the light bulb along the residential avenue.
So you're not going to have anything on site then?
No. It will be operating on the daytime, so I'm not sure we will need to provide the lights.
Thanks.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I suppose we get the comment from the...
Okay. And Elizabeth, this would be a DPD?
This would be a DPD, that is correct.
Great. Yeah, you plan on submitting your formal application soon, or is that okay? Should go pretty quickly if you go through the conditions. That'll tell you what modifications you need to do, and we'll get you going.
What is the timing process?
I'm going to say that once you submit your application and we reviewed it, we're probably looking at about a two-month process. Does that sound fair, Elizabeth?
About fair if they submit everything that we require.
Yeah. Thank you. So no action required on that one. So we'll move on to item number three. Elizabeth, why don't you hand that those over first? And then
yes.
You okay, Karen? We got up to Mahmoud, so die on that side. Lean that way.
No, we're not meeting here.
Okay.
Elizabeth, can you introduce item number three for us, please?
Item number three is pre-application 19-13. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck parking and storage lot, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.79 acres. The property is located north side of West Rialto Avenue, approximately 220 feet east of North Rancho Avenue within the industrial light zone. This is just a preliminary application, so there is no environmental determination at this time. And staff recommends that Environmental Committee provides some comments for the applicant.
Is your applicant here, Elizabeth? Is the applicant here?
Doesn't look like they're here. I did let them know to be here today.
Okay. Does anyone have any, Gary, do you have anything that you wanted to share with Elizabeth that she can relate to that's beyond the normal comments?
Yeah. We have the regular conditions you can give them, recommendations. They also have a fiber optic line in their frontage. And our biggest question was if they were trying to access Bellevue, because it appears that Bellevue vacated in that portion of their northerly property line there. is behind fences, it looks like, for the neighboring property.
Bless you. Mahmoud?
No scoping required from traffic.
Thank you. Robert?
Beyond the normal, we're going to have the applicant submit some type of site distance. There is no turn lane for them to get into, but trucks trying to make a left turn, that is a very fast and sharp, I can't say sharp, it's a very fast turn on Rialto, so we may need a site distance. Mahmoud will have to look at that just to make sure that it's acceptable for any type of left turnout. Right now, I think I have it as indicated as right turn in, right turn out, unless approved by traffic engineer.
And I did actually request them to submit a turning template.
A turning template, but also the site distance, because that standing out there, you couldn't see anybody, and if you have a truck that's going to be going really slow to go out there, you start going around that turn, it may not have enough stopping distance for the vehicles.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert?
From Water, please.
Standard requirements only.
James?
No comment.
Thank you.
We received nothing, they'll need to submit online.
Gracie, anything for us?
We'll be looking for a proposed location for the standard plan 508, 8x15 enclosure.
Brian, anything you need?
Not really. I'd like to see the location of the onsite meter, and they're still using the carport and storage, I'm assuming, as it is right now?
That's what they're proposing.
That's going to remain.
But they're not able to have accessory structures on vacant lots without a primary structure.
Right.
So that was going to be one of my comments.
Yeah.
For them to provide a primary structure if they want to have that carport.
Yeah, I don't know what the use is going to be there, but yeah, we didn't figure out.
Yes, I did request them to remove it.
Thank you.
Right. That's it. Thank you, Brian. Anything to add, Elizabeth?
No, I don't have any additional comments. I'll get these comments out to the applicant.
Okay, great. No action required on this item, so we'll look forward to see that as it comes back. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number four for us, please?
Item number four is pre-application 19-16. This is a request to establish an industrial warehouse containing approximately 70,150 square feet, along with the construction of the on and off site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 3.32 acres. This is located on the southeast corner of 5th Street and Lankershim Avenue within the industrial light IL zone. I have done the full environmental analysis of the site. There's no conditions that would trigger an initial study on the site, so it'll be exempt under infill for CEQA. The only comment that I have, the plans actually look pretty good, is previously we had discussed a 20-foot setback. Actually, a 10-foot setback is only what we'll require along 5th Street, so if you need to modify before you resubmit, I can help you work through that. And other than that, that's all I have.
Thank you, Chantal. Gary, anything to add to that?
Is the applicant present for this one?
Yes.
Yes.
We have a set of standard conditions for this type of project. Full CAD WKMP will be required, a SWIP prior to issuance of a grading permit. We want to make sure the drainage overflow doesn't go to the south. It makes its way to a public street. And with that residential property on the southwest corner, we want to make sure that we pay attention to that design when you come in with the final submittal. And other than that, if you had any questions, give me a call.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
Yes, for traffic, we need the scoping to be followed, guidelines and the form in the back will determine if we need the traffic impact study.
Thank you, Mahmoud. Robert, do you have anything for us?
Pretty standard curb, gutter, sidewalk, driveway approaches. This is going to be a warehouse with a full-size tractors and trailers getting into the warehouse itself. You have bays? Okay. The driver approaches that we normally have are standard. Do not have for radiuses. You are putting a radius in. But if you're asking to put radiuses in, we will allow them to meet 35 foot. Being so close to your next door neighbor, that we cannot have the approach going into another person's frontage of their property. So you may have to do a modification on that or change the type of driveway itself. Everything that's on the plan, though, it does look pretty good, but that's about the only thing I saw offhand for that portion of it. Again, it's a pre-app. If you have any questions, please call us. Get a meeting with the planner if need be, and we can try to answer as much as we can before going in anywhere further. That's all I got.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything from water?
Yes, this is an East Valley Water District service area for water and possibly for sewer. You need to see them first, but if you decide to send us a waste stream to our regional wastewater treatment plant, you may owe us sewer capacity fees. So I will issue the standard requirements.
Thank you. James, do you have anything for us?
You plan on using a mechanical sweeper? Do you need a scrubber, though?
Can you say that again?
You plan on using a mechanical sweeper where you'll need a scrubber dump? Empty out the waste from it?
I don't think so. It's a standard warehouse and just standard trash pickup.
Yeah, how are you going to clean the floor? Is this a spec building right now? Do you have a tenant for it?
No, we don't. Not yet. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dan? You'll need to submit online to the fire department. We've received nothing from you yet. I'll pass down the information on how to do that to get your conditions.
Thank you, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Gracie?
The proposed locations for your refuse enclosures are acceptable. So I've handed down our standard plan 508 for your 8x15 enclosures.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, do you have anything for us?
Nothing at this time.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members? Questions, clarification? No, very good.
I think we're good right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chantal, anything?
Nope.
No,
I don't have to
add. Thank you. Okay. We look forward to your formal application. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No formal action required on this item. Chantal, will you kind of introduce item number 5 for us, please?
Item number 5 is pre-application 19-17. This is a request to establish a contractor's office and equipment storage yard along with a caretaker's unit on property, which is existing. The property is located on a total of 3 parcels containing 1.2 acres, located at 684 East Orange Show Road within the industrial IL zone. Again, this is preliminary, so we're just looking for comments at this time.
Thank you. Is our applicant here?
Yes.
Craig Hughes with Custom Land Development for the property owner, Jeff Cadell.
Welcome. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
We do have a list of suggested conditions.
Okay.
I did have some questions when we site reviewed this property. Do you own the little rectangular parcel at the southwest corner adjoining your property that's shown on the exhibit? And the reason I'm asking is because of the driveway and the gates are kind of at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, the neighbor owns it. They've allowed him to use it as an exhibit. I mean, as a easement all this time, so...
So you have a formal easement for that using that driveway?
I don't know if they have a formal agreement, but I think it would be pretty easy to put one together.
Because we're going to ask that you do something with that, either clarify it, or, and you have an existing driveway that looks like it goes back to that old garage.
Right.
Are you planning on using that driveway?
No, they plan on using what's already, what they're using with the easement there.
Okay. So we'd want you to close that driveway if you're not going to use it
okay.
for part of this development. And we wanted you to clarify on the actual submittal. You've got some AC grindings in the back of that parcel.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to do with that as far as environmental WQMP.
Right.
We want a preliminary WQMP submitted when you submit it for entitlement.
Got it.
And then obviously no parking on dirt, AC or concrete paving for any parking. And then we're going to ask for a lot merger, which I think is in the conditions. So.
Okay.
And that's all, unless you have any other questions.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything to add?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert, anything?
Looks like we're all going to have to get a meeting together because I'm going to have you close off that corner parcel because we don't allow driveways to be kind of in at the angle of the parcel itself. Plus, you're illegally crossing over a left turn, which is not a left turn for that direction. Comments that I have to say, they're right in and right out onto your parcel. Unless you have a plan that would show the turning radius of the vehicles that you can be using to get into it without having to go against cross traffic of any sort, then we'll consider it. Right now, it's going to stay right in, right out, only for that parcel. Again, these are preliminary items for conditions. Read through them. Ask any questions you'd like. Have a meeting with us. It'd be best if we had land development there with us so that everybody's on the same page and not having different conditions trying to confuse which one's which. But other than that, the curb and gutters seem to be okay for the majority of it. The area that is damaged, depending on what ends up happening, will need to be replaced. And then I think there was a street light, if I remember correctly, that may need to be replaced into an LED. It may be too far out of your parcel. I can't remember because I think I took pictures of the wrong location the first time. Other than that, please talk to your planner. We'll get a meeting together if need be and continue on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything from water for us?
Just standard requirements.
Thank you.
James? Nothing? We've received nothing with the fire department yet. I'll send down the application or the stuff on how to do it online.
So. Okay, thank you.
Tracy,
do you have anything for us?
So we'll need you to submit a proposed location for our standard 8x15 enclosure. We'll also be interested in what happens with the driveway because the trash truck will need to get in and out of the site.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Brian, anything for us? Is that an existing office a mobile facility?
No.
It's not. It's a permanent structure.
Yes.
Was it always? It was always an office then?
Yeah, it's been used. It's all been used for this purpose for the last 10 years, so, yes.
I see. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Did you have any questions of the committee members?
No.
Okay. I just have one more comment for planning. We do require a 10-foot landscape setback throughout, and the existing chain link will need to be removed and replaced with a 6-foot decorative block.
Thank you. So there's no further action required on this one. We look forward to receiving your formal application.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number 6 for us, please?
Item number 6 is pre-application 19-18. This is a request to establish a pallet yard with also a caretaker's unit on a parcel containing approximately 0.84 acres. This property is located at 514 East Norman Road within the Industrial Light IL zone. And again, this is pre-application, so we're just looking for comments and conditions.
Okay.
Mr. Ojeda, again, most of the conditions are going to be the same as the one from 738 East Norman. We'll need a little bit of clarification on whether the home is actually going to be used as a caretaker unit. Existing chain link needs to be removed and replaced with block. 10-foot landscape setback. We need to see the dimensions of the stacking of pallets. So that's majority of our comments.
Thank you, Chantal. Gary, would you like to start us off with her?
I'm assuming you're the applicant. So. It's pretty much the same conditions that the last meeting that you attended. A preliminary WQMP is going to be required at the submittal of the entitlement. Other than that, I think you're probably used to seeing the same conditions on the other ones. They're very similar. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you.
Robert, couple points?
Pretty similar, curb gutter sidewalk. This right here, there is a power pole that's on the east side of your parcel that's only serving you. Like to have that underground to the next parcel that you're at. Widening of the curb and gutter, similar to what's on the other side of the street. I want to say it's at 20 foot, but I'm not sure, at least at this point. Again, if you have any questions, going through and reading them, please set up a meeting. We can go through and answer any questions that we can. And that's pretty much all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from water for us?
Standard requirements only.
Thank you. James, anything from water? Thank you. Tom, fire?
Same as last time, you didn't submit up to this point for any fire stuff yet. You're going to need to do that for all your locations in order to get the conditions from us.
Thank you, Tom. Gracie?
Same old requiring the refuse enclosure 8x15. I can shoot down the standard 5x08 for that.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian?
No comments at this time.
Do you have any questions at this time?
I'm just, with the three properties, I'm just looking for a contractor to start running the numbers to see if it's doable, viable, and if
okay.
It makes sense. You know.
And as you get closer to the point of submitting your formal applications, we'd be glad to meet with you to, you know, kind of make sure that we have everything that we need. So when you come to the front counter to submit your applications, it's complete, and we can get you through the process.
Well, definitely. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. So there's no action required on this one. So we'll move on to item number 7, which is for conditional use permit number 1730, the public convenience or necessity letter 18-06. It's for the property located on the south side of West Highland Avenue, adjacent to the west side of the 215 freeway. It's a commercial center that will have a service station, a convenience store. It'll be a restaurant, drive-through car wash, and another restaurant with a drive-through. Property contains approximately 2.27 acres, and it has four parcels. At this time, we are just looking to release the environmental document for public review, mitigated negative declaration, and once that is completed, it'll be a 20-day public review period. Then at some point after that, we will come back for conditions and such. So with that, simply like to ask for a motion to release the document for public review. If I can get that, please.
No comment at this time.
Asking for a motion, Gary.
So moved.
Gary and Mahmoud, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Michael, take us home. Item number 8, please.
All right, thank you, Chair. Item number 8 is subdivision 18-08 for tentative tract map 20145 and development permit type P 18-04. It's a request to allow the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 6 acres into 16 single-family residential lots. Each of the lots will contain a minimum size of 12,000 square feet. Along with the construction required on-site and off-site improvements. It's located north side of West Belmont Avenue, approximately 1,000 feet west of North Palm Avenue in the residential RL zone. The environmental determination was a mitigated negative declaration pursuant to 15074, adoption of a mitigated negative declaration of the California Environmental Quality Act. Our recommendation today is that we release the M&D for the CEQA mandated 20-day public review period.
Thank you. Like the last item, no real conditions or comments. You have a question?
So moved.
Are you sure? Thank you.
Second.
Ma'am Mahmoud, thank you very much. With that, we entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting to our next time would be April 24th at 10 a.m. Move for a second?
So moved. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.